This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal returns home from official visit to Switzerland and Germany. Parliamentarians urge government to address farmers' payment, industry laws and infrastructure issues. And Russian President Vladimir Putin begins talk with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal returned home today after completing his official visits to Switzerland and Germany. Vice President Ram Shai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda welcomed the President at Tribhuvan International Airport's VVIP lunch. On this occasion, a contingent of the Nepali Army had also presented him with a guard of honour. National Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Dahal, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Chiefs of Security Bodies, Government Senior Officials, Chiefs and Representatives of Diplomatic Missions were present to welcome the President back home. Parliamentarians addressed urgent national issues and demanded government action in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Parliamentarians highlighted that milk farmers are not receiving timely payments. They urged the government to negotiate with the protesting farmers and ensure their payments. Concerns were raised about the crusher and mining industries. Due to a lack of laws, these industries cannot renew their operations, leading to closures and protest. Parliamentarians called for immediate action to revive these industries. Heavy rains have caused road and bridge blockages in various parts of the country. This has created difficulties for students and the general public. Parliamentarians stress the need for the government to address these issues promptly. Parliamentarians also emphasize the need to simplify the process for senior citizens to receive social security allowances. Minister of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Bhagwati Chaudhary, has urged efforts to find missing children. Speaking at a conference in Madhes province, she noted that more than 1,000 children have gone missing in the past 11 months. Minister Chaudhary called for understanding the causes of these disappearances, such as family or societal issues, and stressed the need for self-reliance programs for girls. Furthermore, Minister Chaudhary also advocated for monitoring orphanages and children's homes. The National Human Rights Commission has called for better disaster mitigation, preparedness, response and management. The Commission urges all government levels to improve the early warning system and enforce the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Act. Furthermore, the Commission said that a balance between environmental protection and development is needed, emphasizing human rights-oriented policies. With monsoon season expected to bring heavy rain, and the Commission warns that over 1 million people may be affected. The Kurkot-Gurmi road section under the Mid-Hill Highway that was blocked due to landslide is operational in one way. According to Chief Superintendent of Police Govindaraj Kafle of the District Police Office, efforts are being made to operate both sides of the road. Efforts to open the blocked road is ongoing with the help of local representatives. 8 lakh farmers have registered in a new government program that offers assistance like grants to farmers. Information Officer of the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development Mahanand Joshi said they are collecting data on yields and cultivated land. An electronic system will provide farmers with fertilizers, seeds, subsidies and services. The Agricultural Information and Training Center is collecting farmer details nationwide. The ministry will use farmers' ID card for agricultural services and a mobile app will be developed to offer technical help. Bharatpur Metropolitan City will distribute its budget to wards based on specific indicators for the next fiscal year 2024-2025 for the first time. Wards performing well will get more funds. However, funds will also be provided based on performance indicators such as revenue collection, capital expenditure, population and environment. Mayor Renu Dahal said this aims to encourage positive competition among wards for better development. Dengue infection is rising in the hilly districts of far west Nepal. Usually common in Tarai districts, cases are now increasing in hilly areas too. The Vector Control Supervisor Officer at Sudar Pashim Province, Hemraj Joshi, said that since January, 140 people have been infected, with Doti district having 47 cases. Other districts like Acham, Kanchanpur and Bajura are also affected. Joshi noted that dengue risk rises with rain and cooler weather. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has begun talks with Supreme Leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, after arriving in Pyongyang overnight. According to the BBC, the red carpet welcome for Putin has included roses, waving crowds and a welcome salvo at a grand military parade. The two leaders last met in September in Russia, but this is Putin's first to North Korea in 24 years. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Putin has become a pariah to the West and has been seeking allies elsewhere. After North Korea, Putin will visit longtime ally Vietnam. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has referred a complaint against TikTok over potential violation of children's privacy to the Department of Justice. In a statement to BBC News, a TikTok spokesperson said they were disappointed by the decision. The case is separate from legislation passed earlier this year to ban TikTok in the U.S. if ByteDance does not sell the business. The regulator said its investigation focused on potential violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Senior government ministers have said people have been killed and injured after a huge fire broke out at an ammunition depot at Chad, causing major explosions. According to the BBC, Foreign Minister Kaula Malla Abderrahman said the blaze happened at a military depot in the Gouchi area of the capital. Chadian President Mohamed Idriss Deby sent his condolences to the victims and their families without specifying the number of casualties. Journalists working for Agence France-Presse said the blaze caused weapons to fire into the air. At least 7 people were killed and fires broke out as Israeli forces bombed tents in Gaza's Al-Mawazi humanitarian zone. According to Al Jazeera, Gaza officials demand Israel release 310 health workers subjected to torture and call for an international investigation to reveal the fate of dozens of kidnapped Palestinian health professionals. UN says there has been a drastic deterioration of aid flows to the south of the Gaza in recent weeks, causing panic and starvation. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province along with the rest of the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil returns home from official visits to Switzerland and Germany. Parliamentarians urge government to address farmers' payment, industry laws and infrastructure issues. And Russian President Vladimir Putin begins talk with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.